This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Talks between the foreign ministers of Russia and Ukraine took place Thursday on the sidelines of a diplomatic summit in Turkey. The talks are the first high-level talks between the two countries since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO member Turkey, which has cultivated close ties with both Russia and Ukraine, is trying to balance relations with both nations. Britain's Armed Forces Minister says Russia's strike on a hospital in Mariupol is a war crime and has accused President Vladimir Putin of waging a war against Ukrainian civilians. James Heapy says the Russians are attacking urban areas and using weapon systems that aren't precision.
That is a policy choice that they've made, and the West is watching, and Russian commanders need to remember that war crimes are not just committed by those at the very top of the Russian government. They are committed all the way down the chain of command by all who are involved. And these atrocities are being watched, they're being catalogued, and people will be held to account.
President Zelensky called the attack genocide. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on a three-day trip to Poland and Romania. In a meeting with Poland's foreign minister, the VP says she's traveled there to show support for Poland and NATO allies.
There is no question that we stand united as it relates to many issues, and the particular issue of Ukraine, yeah, and what we are prepared to do to defend all of the principles that are integral to us as NATO countries in terms of fighting for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of, in this case, Ukraine.
For the latest on all things Ukraine, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use mobile app, and we'll also have all the stories of the days of the day on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington warns of possible chemical weapons attacks by Russia in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration is warning that Russia might escalate its attack on Ukraine with the use of biological or chemical weapons. The administration says Russian assertions this week that Ukraine is running chemical and biological weapons labs supported by the United States could be laying the groundwork for such an attack. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable.
The Russian-born conspiracy theory about U.S.-run labs in Ukraine has been picked up by Chinese state-controlled media, and it's spread to online message boards popular with COVID-19 conspiracy theorists and far-right groups in the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Just 3 hours after being declared the winner of South Korea's presidential election, conservative former prosecutor Yoon Suk-yeol was reminded of one of the peskiest foreign policy challenges he will face after taking office in May. In a state media post early Thursday, North Korea offered the latest hint that it will soon launch a military spy satellite, a move that risks significant raising tensions on the Korean peninsula. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the satellite will provide real-time information on the movements of, quote, the aggression troops of the U.S. imperialism and its vassal forces, end quote, in the region, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency. Yoon has promised to build a stronger alliance with the U.S. and take a more hardline approach towards North Korea than that of outgoing President Moon Jae-in. And he's also promised to improve relations with Japan, which sank to new lows during Moon's presidency. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida acknowledged Thursday bilateral relations between Tokyo and Seoul are in a very severe condition. Popular American singer-songwriter Lionel Richie was honored in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Here's AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A major honor for a big-name singer-songwriter. There was no shortage of love for Lionel Richie as friends and colleagues in the music world attended a special night in his honor. He received this year's George Gershwin Prize, given out each year by the Library of Congress. Richie, who has had a big string of hits over the decades, got to hear others' takes on those hits during a tribute concert in his honor. Among those paying tribute, Gloria Estefan, Luke Bryant, Chris Stapleton, and Miguel. Anthony Anderson hosted. The whole shebang will be aired on May 17th on PBS. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And from Washington, via remote, I am Diane Roberts, VOA News.